Donna Thurston was the first person that Staub contacted, but she moved a couple years ago. And so I got started when Donna was doing it, and she had me doing a section, and I was doing the anger section. And in my play therapy experience, I just drew from the things that I knew that worked well with anger responses in kids, and then a little bit about coping skills was kind of what I was looking for in my section. And then whenever I took over for Donna, we already had some other things in place for some sadness work and then some remembrance work. We focus on remembering our loved one that has passed and how important that is. It's really easy to ignore these negative feelings and try to push them away. And it's really important for these kids to not forget who they loved and who was a part of their life. So we focus on that. And then we focus a little bit on our coping skills for being sad as well.
And so as a play therapist, some people might not have a great idea of what that means. So can you explain that idea?
Sure. Play therapy is just speaking in kids' terms, really, play. Kids speak the language of play. It's really hard for kids to come into a therapist's office and sit in the chair or on the couch like an adult would and just look at the therapist and have a conversation. Kids don't really work like that. They want to do something. They want to be active. And play therapy is, the idea is that we find play techniques that kind of help kids work through those things that are going on in their life. So if they're feeling anxious, we find different little activities that teach them coping skills.
And so the kids who can be part of the Kids Good Grief Camp are ages 6 to 12. What else makes somebody a candidate for this?
Just 6 to 12, and if they've lost somebody that they love, there really isn't too many criteria for what we're looking for. We just want to help the kids in the community that don't really have any other outlets. There's a couple things for kids in the area, but they're not always happening, and the Staub family had noticed that kids during funerals are just kind of off in the corner playing with a puzzle or doing a coloring book, and they just really wanted to offer something a little upbeat and fun. This is a fun camp as well for kids. We don't just focus on the sadness piece of it. We try to have some fun with all of it as well.
And so the Good Grief Camp that's this weekend, I see the registration deadline has already passed.
We make exceptions.
Okay. So if somebody really wants to get involved, we'll go ahead and link to the information at illinoisedition.org for more info. And then as far as, you know, if people can't make it regardless on Sunday, April 2nd, what other resources might be out there if they do want to try to get their kids some help when it comes to dealing with grief?
There are many therapists in Springfield that are available to do one-on-one counseling with kids. St. John's offers a kids group as well, Healing Hearts. That, I believe, starts again in August, if I'm not mistaken. And they offer it probably once a year, if not more. I guess it depends on how many people are interested in it. So if you're interested in it, definitely get a hold of St. John's and try to get another session started up.
Yeah, we'll link to that too. There's it's support groups for kids ages 6 all the way through 18. And then obviously they have other support groups for adults as well. So we will link to the St. John's programs.
There's several churches in town that do different grief groups. The hospitals and the churches usually have a pretty good handle on some sort of grief group.
All right. I've been speaking with Tracy Howland. She is with the Good Grief Camp for kids age 6 to 12. That's happening Sunday, April 2nd from 12 to 4 p.m. at Aaron's Pavilion at Southwind Park in Springfield. If you're interested in registering, go to illinoisedition.org. We'll link you there. And so, Tracy, just to be clear, the kids will in part be interacting with each other and sharing their own stories of grief. Is that an accurate assumption?
Yes, a lot of them don't want to open up because we are strangers at that point, and that's okay. We don't push. It's a very, very low-pressure environment. If they want to share, they can share. The activities do not require sharing. We work very hard to make it a thing where If they want to share the information, they can, and we listen every single second that they want to share that information, but they don't have to. Some kids really just want to soak up the information that's going on and listening to other kids. And so we just let them, it's their process, and we're just there to help them through it.